and action.
Hello, welcome on the 11:30 Chiltern Railway Service to Birmingham Moor Street. Call in at lots of places and Birmingham Moor Street. Today we're off to Blackburn, where it seems to be D-Day, which is a very strange feeling because in my 11 years of watching football, I've only ever known success after success after success. So to go to a game knowing you're 90 minutes away from being in a different league, all for the wrong reasons, it's a bit weird, really. Something I've never had to comprehend being a Yeovil fan. Well, actually, I have had to comprehend it being a Yeovil fan, but Yeovil overachieve, so to speak, according to everyone else. So it's kind of, we're always relegation favourites, but to go to a Premier League game knowing that you're 90 minutes away from the Championship is rather odd. Well, might not be. Beat Wigan 3-0. Hope the QPR get stuffed by Man City next weekend. Beat Chelsea's under-18s after they lose to Liverpool on Tuesday, and voila, Premier League survival. Anyway, my name's not Steve, full of bullshit Keane, and I'm a realist, so know that I come. 4-10 tonight, Championship football awaits, and Burnley will be having the last laugh. Why are you shaking your head?
We'll beat Burnley twice next season.
Yeah, but they'd be laughing now. Apparently they paid for an Arab name to fly over with a message, something like mission accomplished or well done Keane or something along those derogatory terms, because it's something that Blackburn did to them.
Only Burnley fans would be intelligent enough to send a plane fly overhead at a night match when we won't be able to see it. But so there you go.
What do you expect? You don't expect anything less from Burnley, do you? Anyway, I don't have much else to say for now.